Your weekend just got a lot more positive. This is the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Wyckoff. Thank you for joining me. Every week, I talk with members of our community, feature encouraging stories, and have great conversation with guests about their faith, all while enjoying some of the best Christian praise and worship music. Let's get to this week's show. Welcome into Mixed Sunday Morning. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening in. I'm blown away, and I'm going to say in the presence of the Lord, because this is His show. Whatever happens on it, whatever has been done and whatever will be done is because of Him. And on the phone this morning, from the group We the Kingdom, one of my favorite groups, I've blown my speaker in the living room to holy water. It's Andrew Bergthold on the phone with us. Thank you for calling in, Andrew.
Absolutely. It's great to be here and talk to you today. I love it, man. Blow those speakers.
I do too. I need the new my new bass speaker behind this sofa, because really, holy water kind of it took it to its end, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well,
that's actually it's one of my favorite stories from a show. This is the second time we heard that. The first time we were playing a show, and a lady came up to Scott after, and she was like, hey, I need to talk to you. And he was like, whoa, what's up? And she's like, you know, the other day I turned my car radio on, and I was scrolling through, and your song Holy Water came on, and I turned it up so loud, I blew my car speakers, and I got saved right then and there, and now my car's in the shop getting fixed.
Wow. That is too cool.
That's the power of the airwaves, man, and with the, you know, how the Lord just uses airwaves to reach people. It's a funny story, but also just a really cool, you know, story to say thank you, Lord, you know, for the work that you're doing.
Well, you never know how God moves in all of this. You don't realize who listens, what platform that they do listen on.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Andrew, I'm telling you, man, We the Kingdom is on fire. I saw this week that not only are you on the Winter Jam tour, but you even stopped off to play another show.
Is that the one we're doing later this summer, maybe?
Well, I thought I saw where you had to get on the bus doing a show to catch up to the Winter Jam show.
Oh, that must have been, I wonder if is that when our bus broke down.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think that's our bus. I think one of, because we have a couple, one for our crew, and the semi actually kind of sideswiped their bus. So I don't know. Maybe it's that. But, I mean, man, Winter Jam is a blast, and that is taking all the energy we can give it. Man, even as a headliner, it's been the most fun show that we've ever been a part of. And we get it all we got every night. So yeah, it's a fun show.
The audiences are insane. I mean, they really are.
Whoever gets
in early gets the, you know, the pre-jam, or who waits outside with the thousands of people that wait outside before the doors open. It is nuts from the first seat stage to the top corner seat in the nosebleed section.
Yep. Yeah. And this year, man, we have felt so loved on by the audience, by everybody else, you know, the other bands. I feel like this, like I said earlier, this is literally my favorite tour I've ever been on as a band. We've all talked about it multiple times. Our favorite tour that we've ever been on. The other artists are incredible. Jeremy Camp, Ann Wilson, Austin French, you know, everybody just has such a great attitude, great spirit, and incredible music, and just bring it. And it's a great taste of a lot of different styles of music. And, it's really representative of the body of Christ, because you have all these different angles of, you know, of God and the Lord and His creativity. You know, we got Disciple out here, which is a lot, you know, like really rock, which is awesome, because that's what I grew up listening to. Like, I love bands like Disciple. You know, I grew up listening to them a lot, Skillet. It's an incredible show. The audience is bringing it. They're all, you know, super happy to be here and really, really excited. So it is just a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brother Andrew, we're going to take a break and we'll come right back because I want to talk about a video you posted a week or two ago because it's the heart of what we needed to hear. So I want to talk about that coming up next right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. On the phone with us from the group We the Kingdom, Andrew Berthold. Thank you for taking the time. As I mentioned, getting out of our last break, you posted a video, and I saw it on your Facebook page, on the We the Kingdom Facebook page, and it was about worship. Because as I sat and I listened to it, and I listened to it again, and I listened to it about five times over and over, because it just, if you polled a group of people, especially churchgoers, and asked them what worship would be, they would say Sunday morning. It would be the praise band. It would be a Christian group that you would go sing that got you into the spirit. But brother, you took worship to a different level and what it really is. And I'd love for you to talk about that this morning.
Yeah. It's actually been something that the Lord has been working on my heart with for a while. And I think it's kind of like, you know, when Jesus came, and he started, you know, people started asking him about the law and what it meant. And he said, he kind of took it to another level. He's like, you've been obeying these strict rules, these certain things that you can, you know, kind of work around, like, you know, when is divorce, you know, when can we divorce someone, or when, you know, how can we get away? It's almost like he used the law to like say the black and white, how can we get away, you know, kind of with certain things that are just outside the bounds. And he's like, but I came to like fill the law. I came to like actually give you a harder truth. And that truth, you know, he said, love God and love your neighbors. But in that, it goes a lot deeper. It's not just a few rules. It's a lifestyle that you start in, a heart posture, right, that you need to live in. And so it kind of became the mantle. It's easier because of the Holy Spirit and because of the Lord, but it's also, I think it's more day-to-day thing. It's not just a black and white. And so I was kind of thinking about that with worship. Like, I can't get away with just, you know, worshiping on Sunday and then going about my day-to-day life distracted and unfocused on the Lord, right? Like, that would be easy to say, like, okay, my worship ends Sunday. I gave the Lord my worship, and now my week is for me, right? Like, I can go about my work just like doing what I want to do and kind of selfishly or from this other heart posture. And so it kind of started working on my heart about that a little bit, and especially in music, because you know, being on stage is about, on Winter Jam, it's, you know, 40 minutes of the night, sometimes maybe an hour of the night, but you have, you know, a lot longer in the day. And so, I was just kind of praying through, Lord, like, what does worship mean? What does that look like? And even for people that don't do music, because there's a lot of people out there who might not have a musical gift, might not even enjoy singing. They might not have a good singing voice. And I was like, Lord, surely those people aren't left out of worship, right? And so as in praying about that, the Lord kind of started showing me that, and we have another side to this, is we have a song called God is on the Throne.
Yes.
And in that song, it, you know, it just started talking about how when we put Christ on the throne, like, everything is as it should be. And I kind of got this mental image of my life and my heart and the throne of my heart. And I started asking a question like, Lord, are you on the throne of my heart? And what does that mean? And so it kind of, these two things go together, because I believe at our core, right, in our deepest being, we have a throne, the center, and whatever we put at the center is the thing that we're worshiping. So if the Lord is on the throne, then he's ruling our lives. Our lives are ruled by him. But in the day to day, so for example, if I'm going about music, I'm playing a song, and my thought is I want to impress, you know, this cute girl who I think is kind of cute, and I'm playing the song hoping to impress her. But it's a Christian worship song. I'm actually putting her on the throne of my heart. I'm more like putting that ahead of the Lord. So it's a weighty thing to carry, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I kind of started putting these pieces together and then going about day-to-day life, like, okay, starting asking those questions, like, you know, when I mow the yard today, am I mowing it just because, you know, I want to get this done, or am I mowing it because I'm thankful that you gave me, the Lord gave me a yard to mow, and I want to do it to the best of my ability, you know? And it kind of brought the verse up from a childhood that, whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might. And so anyway, yeah, I just kind of was processing that. It's a pretty deep, thing. And so the Lord's been taking me on that journey of worship and how, you know, I can worship in my day to day, in the mundane things, in the simple things, in the things I don't want to do. But I could still put the Lord at the center and say, hey, Lord, I'm thankful that you have given me, you know, this to do, and I'm going to do it to the best of my ability for your glory.
Well, amen, brother. Thank you for sharing that with us. And do you have time to maybe for one more segment?
Yeah, totally.
All right. We'll be back with Andrew Berthold from We the Kingdom right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. It's Greg Wyckoff, and I'm on the phone with Andrew Berthold from We the Kingdom. We've talked about Winter Jam. We've talked about, I think we've heard a little bit about your life and how you explained worship and how worship changed your life. Let's just have a little fun for a second, man. What is your favorite, not song to sing, but I know there's a favorite song to perform on the stage. What's your favorite song to perform?
Definitely would be Don't Tread on Me. That song is amazing. And live, we got some cool content made for the screen behind us. And it's a battle song, man. It's a fighting song. And so
Don't Tread on Me. Love it.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever forgotten lyrics?
Yes, I have. The funny thing is, it's more often, it's one of two songs for me almost always. It's Raise a Hallelujah, which is one of my favorite songs, but every lyric in it is kind of this rhyme. So it's, I raise a hallelujah, and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's the same rhyme every time, and so it's so easy to forget or mix up the lyrics in that song. So that would be the main one. Sometimes Goodness of God, we try to sing that every night as a special song on tour. But
Well, I love your humbleness in the Goodness of God, because I found it on YouTube, and I loved how you put like second attempt or second something, you know, that, hey, this just wasn't our first time putting this out. We really had to work on it. Here's our second try at it.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, we want people to know, listen, like, this isn't, it's not like we're just, you know, superhuman or anything. Like, it works.
Well, Brother Andrew, as we tie this up this morning, I know we've had a little fun in this section, but, you know, I would like to, if you don't mind, pray with you.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I come before you, Lord, and I bring Brother Andrew, Lord, to just protect him, to guide him, Lord, to put that hedge of protection in every step he takes, Lord, not just in Winter Jam, but in his life, Lord, that you will just continue to honor him, to bless him. And Lord, no matter what days lie ahead, Lord, we know that you have them planned to magnify your name in his steps. Be with the Winter Jam tour, Lord, and if you don't come back, Lord, if you don't send your son, Lord, that you will bless them in Birmingham on the 10th. Lord, thank you again for all that you do, for sending your son. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Yeah. Brother Andrew, thank you for coming on, opening up your heart, having a little fun with us. And, you know, I can't wait to see you. March the 10th, Legacy Arena. It'll be Winter Jam in Birmingham. I think you have some shows. You come through Missouri to make your way down to Alabama.
We cannot wait. So excited. Hey, I've been very blessed by you today. I just cannot wait to get to meet you and, you know, praise the Lord and just honor him together.
Well, thank you. That was Andrew Berchtold from the group We the Kingdom. And as I said, they'll be in Birmingham. You want to come to Winter Jam. We're promoting it, and you don't want to miss it. That's coming up March the 10th. Andrew, God bless you, brother.
Hey, God bless you too. Thank you. That was really encouraging for my husband.
Thank you. That does it for this week's Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, be sure to share it with your friends. Listen to the full show each Sunday morning from 8 to 10 on Mix 106.5 or online at mix1065radio.com. I'm Greg Wyckoff. See you next time.